was paid for by Cara Veterinary and does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Northwest News Radio management or staff.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend with Pause and Listen. Got a question about your pet's health or behavior? We have the answers. Now your host for Pause and Listen, the founder and CEO of Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Well, we're really excited to have you all here today on a Saturday afternoon with Pause and Listen. We're on every Saturday, 2 to 3 here on Northwest News Radio. This is Peter Brown. I'm our host of Pause and Listen. I have a very special guest that we have with us today. I look forward to introducing him to you. Just as a reminder, Pause and Listen is brought to you here by Cara Veterinary. We're 10 local hospitals. We just opened our Roosevelt Animal Hospital in the Roosevelt area. So excited for you there. We're always welcoming new clients, new patients, and we have a great team of doctors out there extending from Bremerton area, Parkland area, up to Bellingham and quite a few on the east and west side. So go to caraveterinary.com, see where our locations are. Also, when you're on caraveterinary.com, go to the Pause and Listen landing page and submit any future questions you have or topics you'd like to discover. We'd love to have you. We're here to answer all those burning questions and also just hopefully inform the passionate pet parents that we have here in the Pacific Northwest. So today we have a really excited to have Lars with us, and I've been wanting to get Lars to come join us and talk about what he's doing with a very special company and a company that I know my wife likes to go to and spend lots of money at, and that's with Mud Bay. So welcome to Pause and Listen, Lars.
Thanks so much, Peter. It's very fun to meet you and to hear about Cara Veterinary, and I'm really honored that you would have me. Thank you.
Yeah, it's funny how this happened. So when my wife's like, you need to get into Mud Bay because they have all this amazing thing for our pets. And then I talk to my my daughter who's lives in the Linwood area, and I see all the things for her new puppy. And I'm like, oh, where'd you get all this from? Oh, we got this from the local Mud Bay. And then as we were going through time of selecting where our new locations are for our next Cara Veterinary Hospital, everywhere I thought was a good location, we also found there was a Mud Bay. And so I'm like, I need to talk to Lars. So,
well, actually, you need to talk to Marisa, my sister, about that, because she's the one who's been picking Mud Bay's locations for 20 years.
But so, yeah, that's great. And I look forward to meeting Marisa, too, at some point here. So tell us, Lars, a little bit about Mud Bay. How did you guys come around? I think your story is very fascinating.
So we never expected to be helping sell healthy dog and cat food. I can tell you that. So my dad was a doctor in Olympia, and we lost him really young. And so my mom figured out that she needed to do something to earn a living. And so she bought a tiny farm store on a hill above Mud Bay.
Okay.
And unfortunately, it was a tiny farm store that was losing money. So it was not a great investment. But,
right.
My sister Marisa and I, we only have one mom. And we realized that we needed to help her make sure the farm store succeeded. So we joined in.
Okay.
And
how old were you when this was happening?
Oh, let's see. We lost my dad when I was 20. When I was 26, and Marisa was 23.
Okay.
And the thing is, we had all grown up with just about every animal you could think of. Mm-hmm. We had everything from guinea pigs to horses, you know, chickens, ducks, sheep, goats, you name it. We had it.
You had a family farm.
Yeah,
yes.
We had a tiny family farm.
Yep.
And so we had learned, we all loved animals, and we had learned a lot about caring for animals. Mm-hmm. Hadn't learned anything about how to run a farm store. But what ended up happening is that we started, you know, we're feeding, helping pig farmers feed their pigs. We're helping people with dogs and cats. And we came to realize that it was actually quite an opportunity, and it'll just align with the fact that we had all grown up believing there was a real long-term, a real connection between the food we eat and our long-term health. And we realized that there was no reason not to believe that the same was true in particular of dogs and cats. And as we started researching, we realized, there's pretty good evidence that it is true.
That is true.
And so that gave us this, you know, this realization that we could actually do something useful, which was we could find really healthy foods and supplements and treats And then we could help people figure out what made sense for their animal. And so that was kind of the beginning of how we turned a little farm store into a place that focused on healthy food for dogs and cats.
So it's quite a journey, because how many Mud Bays are there now in the Pacific Northwest?
There are 65.
Okay. So what a journey, right?
Yeah.
So in over time of going from the one little farm store, they're located at Mud Bay. I never knew actually where the name came from, so that makes sense to that. And so talk to us a little bit about that journey that you guys, you and your sister and your mom went through this process.
Yeah. So I think the place I'd start is probably a bit improbable, but I grew up in the 70s when Tang was invented, and suddenly you could buy Tang at a grocery store. And so we sort of grew up in the age of the astronaut, and you think about, well, what do astronauts eat? And you realize, well, it's a very different question from what we eat, because an astronaut's just going to eat what they're given.
Right.
And what I think this kind of realization that hit us fairly early on, as we started to be asked, what should I feed my dog? What should I feed my cat? We realized in many ways it's a more consequential decision than it is the question of what am I going to eat for dinner today? Because when we all walk around the world, we respond to our appetites. Mm-hmm. And our appetites, to a certain extent, help us make good decisions. Yes, they can help make bad decisions. I love chocolate cake.
Yeah, but me too.
But the thing about a domestic dog or cat, most of them, is they are just eating what we put in their bowl. Mm-hmm. So in many ways, the dietary choices we make for the animals we keep in our house are more like the choices that NASA makes for astronauts than they are the choices that we make for ourselves and our families. Because whatever we get right, we're getting it right day after day, month after month, year after year. Whatever we get wrong, we get wrong throughout a pet's lifetime. And these can be pretty consequential decisions. So that realization that, oh, wow, when someone asks me, what should I feed my dog?
Right.
That's actually a pretty weighty question, and it's not one we want to get wrong.
Right.
So that's led us to start figuring out, well, how could we try to get that recommendation right as often as possible? Mm-hmm. And these are, you know, we started at this in the days before the internet, but we lived in Olympia, and Olympia had the Washington State Library, which was an extraordinary resource, because I could find all the vet periodicals I needed, and if I didn't have them, they'd order them for me. I could find this incredible collection of veterinary science books, and so we just started researching. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the first really big kind of, after we figured out what a weighty thing this recommendation was, the next big realization was that dogs are among the most heterogeneous species on Earth. And it has real consequences, not only for their physiology, but also for nutrition. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I'm not telling you anything don't know, right, but right, I think this is what hit us and what we would share with the dog and cat owners who came in our door is, if human beings were as heterogeneous, as unlike one another as dogs, then the a lineman on a professional football team would weigh 3,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Right? Because the difference between a Chihuahua and a Great Dane is about 30x in terms of mass.
Right.
Well, the notion that, like, the same species, members of the same species, can be 30 times bigger or smaller than one another, even to be 5 times bigger or smaller, that's extraordinary.
Wow. Yeah, that is incredible. We're going to have to jump to break here just a minute. This is Peter Brown. I'm here with Lars, one of the founders of Mud Bay. We'll be back in a few minutes and answer that really important question of, what should I feed my dog? We'll be back after the break.
News radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Continuing delays on I-5 northbound just south of Olive Way. An earlier collision there is continuing to block the 3 right-hand lanes. Things currently stop and go from the West Seattle Bridge. Delays of around 20 minutes there. Tacoma to Seattle northbound, taking around 55 minutes. Still seeing delays as well on I-5 southbound at State Route 96. That earlier collision there continuing to block the HOV lane. Delays of 20 minutes there as well. Everett to Seattle in 50 minutes. Our next Northwest traffic at 224. I'm Sam Ross.
Your pet is an irreplaceable family member. helper. That's why Cara Veterinary should be your vet of choice. Cara puts pets first, addressing their medical needs and the emotional needs of their human owners. Cara has 10 clinics throughout Western Washington. Click CaraVeterinary.com to find the one that's near you and see for yourself how Cara is reimagining the veterinary experience. Cara Veterinary, where the pet care experience is designed from the animal perspective. That's CaraVeterinary.com.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The result of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
For all things automotive repair and maintenance, Tom Turner knows where to go.
Performance Prep is one of the region's top automotive repair shops and welcomes even the most challenging automotive problems on all makes and all models of domestic and import vehicles. Certified expert technicians, years of experience, but they're also really good at something else. Routine maintenance, exceptional customer service. Performance Prep, friends of the auto show.
Performance Prep in Federal Way. Call 253-6- 661-1797, pprep.com.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen, and your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome back. We're very excited today to have one of the founders of Mud Bay, Lars Wolf, with us here today. We also, I forgot to introduce her earlier. Sorry about that, Marina. So we have Marina Rockinger on us with helping us produce today. So,
hi, guys.
You know, most of you probably know when Marina's on, she probably has some questions about her German Shepherd.
Always do.
There'll be some things that come up there. Before we get started, I did want to let you know Lars and the Mud Bay family there has decided to make a special offer for any of our listeners out there that to get 10% off of your orders. You can go to mudbay.com and there's a discount code CARA10, CARA10, to get a 10% discount off for any of the listeners. So thanks, Lars, for helping make that happen.
You bet.
Yeah. So before we went off on the break, we were talking about the big question. And as a veterinarian, I've been a veterinarian for 30 some years now, hard to believe. I get this question all the time. What should I feed my dog? And I know that that's the basis of Mud Bay. That's the reason you guys have gone from your little farm store there at Mud Bay. You've solved it, help guide and answer that question. And so how do you approach this, or how do you teach your team how to approach that question?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously complex, but let's sort of start from the beginning. And the first is that what people often ask is not, what should I feed my dog? They'll ask, what's the best dog food? Mm-hmm. And so the first point is, because in particular dogs are such a heterogeneous species, because the difference between a Chihuahua and a Great Dane is so great, we start by saying, all right, let's forget about the best dog food. Let's just think about what makes sense for your animal.
And the real question is, what's the best dog for my Sammy?
Exactly.
Right?
For
so
your
that's really
Sammy.
The question. Right. Right.
So that's step one. The second thing is to think about, maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's more likely to be a combination of things. And here, part of the point is, we were talking before about this idea that most dogs eat only what we put in their bowl, the choices we make are pretty consequential. And I kind of think about this like I think about managing any other risk. I don't know with certainty. Maybe the ideal copper level for our Australian Labradoodle.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't necessarily know. I might, but most people won't. The copper content of all of the foods we feed.
Right.
So what am I going to do? Well, I'm probably going to hedge my bets. So I'd rather not feed one formula from one manufacturer, no matter how good or that formula or manufacturer are, for my dog's whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather mix up a couple of different things. And over time, I'm going to change that mixture so that I'm minimizing the chance that I get a bad kind of random combination between my dog's particular needs and the particular characteristics of one particular manufacturer's formula.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thought. So controlled variety, generally, we know that variety is good for human beings. It's good in our diet. It makes sense for dogs and cats as well. We want to control it because we don't want to make them sick. Again, one of the challenges with dogs and cats is if I feed my dog or cat the same thing morning and night for a year, I can't just flip a switch and feed them something else
right.
and expect that their digestive tract is going to be happy. We
yep.
give our digestive tracts all kinds of things, but most dogs and cats don't live that way. So we're going to control the variety, but I believe that over time, dogs and cats are going to be healthier if we combine multiple formulas,
mm-hmm.
combine often multiple forms. Dry, frozen, raw, dehydrated, canned, etc. And if we look at different manufacturers using different kinds of ingredients to just decrease the chance of a bad combination between a particular formula and a particular animal's needs.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's really interesting. I think as a veterinarian, where we're always looking for and we know what our pets eat is a major determinant of their overall health, their longevity. One of the reasons pets are living much longer now is nutrition. And so how do we help support that? And I do think it's important if your pet does have special needs, let's say it's been diagnosed with a food allergy, if it has a heart condition, you know, work with your veterinarian, with the nutritional experts at Mud Bay to come up with that right balance yeah. onto there. And that's where I'm as a veterinarian, I'm not a nutritional expert, right? I don't know the copper levels of all the foods out there.
And we're not veterinary experts. And what we are really careful to do is to say, no, that's a question we can't touch.
And that's
perfect. Here we can make a recommendation, but we need you should check this with your vet because it may have veterinary implications that we aren't capable of addressing.
Yeah, and I think that's where this partnership really comes yeah. into play with as we're partnered together, that's ultimately where we get to the best outcome. We're going to jump to break here in just a few moments. Lars, I'd like to, when we come back, talk to you about some of the screening processes that you go through before a food actually enters into one of your stores. I was fascinated to learn that. So once again, this is Pause and Listen. This is your host, Peter Brown. I'm here with Lars Wolf today from Mud Bay. We'll be back after the break.
News radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Continuing to see delays on I-5 northbound coming through downtown Seattle, just south of Olive Way. An earlier collision is blocking the three right-hand lanes. We're seeing stop-and-go traffic from the West Seattle Bridge. Delays of around 10 minutes there. Tacoma to Seattle taking just over 40 minutes currently. Those backups also affecting traffic coming off I-90 westbound to I-5 northbound. Bellevue to Seattle across westbound I-90 taking 25 minutes. Our next northwest traffic at 234. I'm Sam Rongvi.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to teamokanimalrescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. Teamokanimalrescue.org.
Labor Day weekend. You know what that means.
No work on Monday.
Yeah, and the start of football season.
And the start of the new fall TV show. So maybe it's time for a new TV. There's lots of sales this weekend.
I'm way ahead of you, and I know you want one of the top-rated brands.
And a low price.
We can get a Samsung, LG, or Sony TV at a better deal than you found on the internet or at the club.
No way. Where?
At Video Only. This week, they've got special three-day-only prices on all those top models.
Video Only can beat all these deals I've found?
That's right. They've got the best deals of the year on the best TVs. So let's check them out, or...
we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on the best TVs, soundbars, and home theater systems. Shop around, but then make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma, Video Only.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.
Ruthie, our last summer barbecue is this weekend, and it has to be epic.
Well, Total Wine has these new hard seltzers that'll rock your barbecue. And my favorite Cabernet will make your famous ribs even famous-er.
Yes, just what my last summer barbecue needed.
Wow, and at those low prices, they'll be great for my first fall barbecue.
Ooh, I'll trade you my famous ribs recipe for one of yours.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Join us at the next CEO to CEO breakfast on Thursday, September 21st at the Bellevue Club for an engaging panel discussion with women executives in sports. Hear life lessons from women who found their voice and propelled their careers, along with words of advice for younger women so they can rise to their potential. Panelists include Samantha Holloway from the Seattle Kraken, Katie Griggs from the Seattle Mariners, Amy Sprangers from the Seattle Seahawks, and moderated by Cairo 7 News anchor Monique Minglavin. Register now at CEOtoCEO.com.
News Radio 1000, FM 97.7. Stay connected, stay informed.
I'm Kathy O'Shea, and here's what's happening. A Port of Seattle commissioner's ambitious plan for the port's future has attracted Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell's attention. That commissioner now has a job in the Harrell administration. Northwest News Radio's Corwin Hake has more.
We're talking about John Cho, who was elected Port of Seattle Commissioner in 2019 and named Commission President earlier this year. On sea and in the air, Cho outlines a bold future.
From curb to gate, you'll experience a more modern and efficient airport. Our maritime facilities will be electrified, modernized, and made more efficient.
Such vision may have impressed Mayor Harrell, who has his own ambitious agenda for downtown Seattle. Harrell has named Cho his Director of Strategic Initiatives. In that post, Cho will spearhead Harrell's downtown activation plan, described as an effort to foster a more vibrant, inclusive, and resilient hub for residents, workers, and visitors. In a statement, Cho calls the plan a once-in-a-generation opportunity to transform the city. He will also keep his current job on the Port Commission. Corwin Hake, Northwest News Radio.
The numbers are stacking up in King County, where fentanyl overdose deaths are on another record pace. As of late August, the number stood at 704, with 4 months left in 2023. During all of last year, 712 lost their lives through an overdose. John Ehrenfeld, manager of the mobile health team at Seattle Fire, says his crews are responding to 110 overdose-related calls every week.
We are many times higher than we were at this point, you know, several years ago. So the volume is huge, it's crushing, it is creating, I think, a tremendous amount of stress and burnout.
In the first 6 months of this year, first responders in King County treated close to 5,000 opioid overdoses that did not end in death.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Taking a quick look at travel times up and down I-5. Continuing to see delays on I-5 southbound. Everett to Seattle taking around 55 minutes. Northbound Seattle to Everett in 35. Seattle to Tacoma taking around 30 minutes right now. Tacoma to Seattle northbound also seeing some delays. That's taking 45 minutes. Tacoma to Olympia also taking around 45. Olympia to Tacoma moving a bit quicker. That taking just under 30. Our next Northwest traffic at 244. I'm Sam Rongvi.
The News Radio 1000 FM 97.7 forecast from the Northwest Crawl Space Services Weather Center.
We're going to keep it mostly sunny around here. Our temperatures in the low to mid 80s out there in some spots. Over the next few days, cooler temps are on the way. Mostly cloudy skies for Sunday. A couple showers tomorrow. Upper 60s to lower 70s. A few lingering showers into Monday as we keep it mostly cloudy on the holiday. Mostly cloudy Tuesday before partly sunny and a couple showers on Wednesday. In the Como, this is Jim Therns on Como News.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now back to Pause and Listen. And your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome back. Once again, this is Peter Brown. I'm here with Lars Wolf, one of the founders of Mud Bay, along with Lars's sister and mom, and the amazing story from the little store there right above Mud Bay and to where they're at now in so many parts of our Pacific Northwest here, from Portland up to Bellingham.
So from Bellingham down to now Corvallis then out to Bend.
Okay, great. Do you guys go into Eastern Washington too?
One day, yes, but right
not
now,
yet.
No.
Okay, yeah. I don't know how many listeners we have over there besides my sister who's in Yakima, so beyond that. But we're really happy to have you here, Lars. And Marina's helping us out with the managing the programmer here for us today. And before we went off on to break, I wanted to bring up something because I was fascinated, and I just learned this about Mud Bay here recently, about the process you go through before you select a pet nutrition or a food that comes into your store.
Yeah. I think we have a reputation throughout the industry and in North America of being, it's harder to put your food in a Mud Bay store than any other pet retailer in North America. And on the one hand, that it drives manufacturers crazy. And on the other hand, they know that when they get in, that's a really big deal. And I think, you know, it's a multi-part sort of situation. But I think I would start with this, that the best guarantee that we have that what is the ingredients listed on a bag are actually what's in the food are the people that own and run the company. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of room for things to go wrong, and there's leeway in what people put in their foods, and there are good reasons for that. Things, crops change. You may have a wheat based formula, and suddenly wheat becomes scarce. So that, you know, the authorities give manufacturers leeway to make changes, and lots of changes get made. The mm-hmm. point at the end of the day is that these decisions, the character and expertise of the people who own and run a manufacturing company in the pet food industry is the most important thing. So one of the things we do is we spend a lot of time getting to know those people. We mm-hmm. go to their plants. We go to their offices. Sometimes we go to their houses. We spend a lot of time building a relationship to figure out, are these folks that we're going to want to be doing business with for years, for decades? Because it's that big a decision. Mm-hmm. Once we've recommended a food to 10,000 dog or cat owners, well, now if that turns out to be not a food we want to continue to recommend, we've now created a real problem for a whole lot of animals and a lot of their owners. So right. We take it; it's a responsibility we take really seriously. Mm-hmm. So after that, we're looking at how is the food formulated and who formulated it. What were they trying to achieve? We go to their manufacturing facilities. We look at, you know, are they walking their talk? Are they doing the things they say they do? Do they do them well? Does it look like these facilities are clean and well maintained? What does the custody chain look like with the food, both the ingredients coming in and the finished food leaving the manufacturing facility? So we look at their balance sheets to figure out, is this company financially stable? Are they going to have the ability to continue to do this over mm-hmm. time? How likely are they to be sold to someone else who maybe takes a different approach in the near future? Mm-hmm. So all of these things play a role in making this really long-term decision to say, all right, this is a food we should bring onto our shelves and recommend to the folks who depend on us.
I think Lars brings up a couple really interesting points, and I think probably a lot of things are not known about the labeling process of pet food. And you know, we understand the reason why, just like Lars had said, of, you know, farm products change, availability changes, but there's, we tend to look at ingredient lists that on a bag of food and think it as this is, you know, set in stone, but things do vary. So you can't always know if you go look at any random food out there that what is on the label is what's in the food. And I think that is really a really important point to understand who makes the food and who is behind that and where they're at. Because there's some food out there that doesn't have a lot of controls around it and food and manufacturers. And as a pet parent out there shopping at a store, you don't know, right? You, I don't think, you know, as a pet parent, I never traveled to the manufacturer of my pet food stores. So I'm depending on you doing that for me.
But no one can. Yeah. And I don't think that anyone does it with the obsession that we do it. Right. But I think the other thing to note is there are a lot of things on that you can't see even on the label if you read every word. You can see chicken meal, but you don't know the quality of that chicken meal, and there are a lot of different grades of chicken meal.
Yep.
We're only going to find that out by going to the plant, by talking to the folks who are buying the ingredients, by seeing what they're buying, right? At the same time, there are other things that don't even show up at all, like the speed at which the food is extruded. And I know that sounds crazy technical, but almost the vast majority of dogs and cats in America eat food that's run through an extruder.
Well, Lars, let's continue this conversation in just a moment. This is Pause and Listen. This is Peter Brown. We'll be right back after the break.
Is an irreplaceable family member. That's why Cara Veterinary should be your vet of choice. Cara puts pets first, addressing their medical needs and the emotional needs of their human owners. Cara has 10 clinics throughout Western Washington. Click CaraVeterinary.com to find the one that's near you and see for yourself how Cara is reimagining the veterinary experience. Cara Veterinary, where the pet care experience is designed from the animal perspective. That's C-A-R-A Veterinary.com.
Hey, Don McDonald from Talking Real Money. Looking for a source of honest financial help? While I am obviously biased, I think you'll find that Talking Real Money is just what you're looking for. Every Saturday at noon, live on Northwest News Radio, my co-host Tom and I tell the truth about saving and investing based on decades of academic research, not a bunch of dubious hunches or mysterious premonitions. So listen live on Saturdays at noon, anytime on your favorite podcast service or at TalkingRealMoney.com.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus and everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Tom Turner and another success story from Kirkland Transmission.
Pat in Coopville, welcome to KVI.
Thanks for recommending Kirkland Transmission, and called you a couple weeks ago with my F-150. Took it to Kirkland Transmission. Very respectful. Let me tell him what I thought the problem was. He had parts there ahead of time. I thought I got pretty lucky.
Tony Wood is a consummate professional.
Well, I told him he lived up to his reputation.
That's absolutely true.
Call Andy, Tony, and the crew at Kirkland Transmission. 425-822-3131.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to TeamOKAnimalRescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. TeamOKAnimalRescue.org.
I get those questions about, hey, what is the city of Seattle doing about this? What is the governor doing about this? And I take the questions that the community has to those people directly.
You've talked about an executive order on fentanyl. When should we expect to see that executive order?
So where does the money come from? Accountability is extremely important to me, and being able to ask those questions that people want answered at home. I'm Chris Daniels, senior reporter, Como News.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Continuing delays on I-5 southbound at exit 186 to State Route 96 coming through South Everett. A collision there is continuing to block the HOV lane of I-5 southbound. Things currently stop and go from State Route 526. Delays of just over 15 minutes there. Everett to Seattle on southbound 5, taking around 55 minutes right now. If you're heading northbound from Seattle to Everett, that's moving a bit quicker, taking around 35. Our next northwest traffic at 254. I'm Sam Ronvey.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen. And your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Well, welcome back, all those passionate pet lovers here in the greater Seattle area. And really excited to be with you today on Pause and Listen with Lars Wolf, the one of the founders of Mud Bay, and talking, you know, specifically about pet nutrition and how the partnership between myself, my area hospitals with Cara Veterinary and Mud Bay, and how we can partner together to ultimately improve the life and the health of our pets. Just a quick reminder, Mud Bay is offering a 10% discount for any Pause and Listen listeners. You can go onto the Mud Bay website, use the discount code CARA10, CARA10, to get a discount off your orders through Mud Bay. So excited for that. And once again, thank you, Lars, for being with us today. I'm really excited to have you here and help share the knowledge and the learnings you've had over multiple years now, and with what your mom started after a tragic event with your father, and having that be a foundation for your family, and that what you've done for the community is amazing.
Well, we have done it with hundreds and hundreds of other Muddies, so it's been very much, and with some amazing business partners over the decades. So it's been very much a group effort.
That's
but
great.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really glad to be here. It's
That's
great.
Wonderful. And just a reminder also, don't hesitate to go to caraveterinary.com, C-A-R-A, veterinary.com. We have a Pause and Listen landing page there, so it's Pause, P-A-W-S, and you can submit any questions or topics for future shows. Love to hear from you and ideas that we can bring to the table here every Saturday from 2 to 3. So before we, during the last break we had, Marina, as usual, was asking questions about her German Shepherds.
Yes, I have two.
And had some specific questions for Lars regarding the food and the variety question that you were talking about
earlier.
I do.
So just to give you a little background, so our female, I'm sorry about that. Our female is about 8 years old. Our male is 3 years old, just over 3 years old. And we feed them kibble twice a day. So there's no variety. It's morning and evening. That's it. So you were talking about maybe mixing it up a little bit, getting some variety. And also you were talking about how breeds obviously are all very different from each other. So I'm talking about a German Shepherd. So give me an idea of like, okay, what could we do to mix it up for them? And why do we want to mix it up for them?
Okay, so first I'm going to finish the little train of thought about kibble that we were finishing, and then we'll jump in. So most dogs and cats in America get most of their calories from kibble, and almost all kibble is created by an extruder. So all over North America and in other parts of the world, you will find extrusion plants. And extrusion plants use heat plus pressure to cook food. And the most important part with kibble is they've got to make the carbohydrates accessible for dogs and cats, which means that it has to be cooked. Raw meat is something that dogs and cats can eat, but they can't. They get almost nothing out of raw grains. How fast food moves through an extruder is this interesting thing. The more slowly, the more effectively it's cooked, and the more effectively dogs and cats can digest it. The more slowly it moves through an extruder, the less food it makes and the more it costs the manufacturer. And so this is, again, something that this is why we tour plants all over the world, because one of the most important things about the quality of the kibble we all feed, if we feed kibble, is what's the speed at which it's moving through that machine. And that's a decision made by the owners and the plant manager and the CFO, who's deciding about how much profit he needs to develop. So again, like, this is why these choices are like, this is why we take the question of what do we put on our shelves so seriously. So I'm going to give you some general thoughts about your shepherds, but I'm also going to tell you that I'm no longer Mudbay's expert on dog and cat food recommendations.
Really?
For many years I was, but okay. I have been utterly eclipsed by a bunch of my colleagues. And I think the best thing ultimately for you to do is go come visit in Mudbay.
And it doesn't matter which location. They're all pretty well versed in this.
Yeah, though some Muddies know more than others. So I think what you know, you say, look, I'm looking for a nutritional recommendation for my German Shepherds. And that way they can make sure that you're going to talk to someone who really is well versed in dog nutrition.
And they're all on board with that variety that you were talking about. So they wouldn't just want to sell me one bag of kibble and go, yeah, this is it. Or
yes.
Okay.
Right.
Good.
It's one of our fundamental principles. And so I think and how you approach variety depends partly on your animals, but it also depends partly on you. I have friends who will essentially buy different food every time they go to the store. They're just mixing it up all the time. Others take a much more sort of measured approach. They say, okay, I'm going to feed these two things this year. A year later, I'm going to evolve it. Some variety you want to think about. So some of the evolution is going to be the difference between feeding a puppy, feeding a middle-aged dog or cat, and feeding a senior. So that's part of it. Some of it's going to be affected by veterinary conditions. Your vet tells you something about your animal's digestive tract or some other need they have. That's going to affect your choices as well over time. I think our general sort of at a very broad level, what we think about is different forms are good. So our two dogs get kibble. They get air dried food that's really high in, has almost no vegetable matter and is really high in high quality animal nutrition. And they get frozen raw that is, again, mostly high quality meat with a small amount of vegetables in it. So those are the three. So that's three different forms. They come from three different manufacturers. So we're spreading our risk. We're also kind of keeping the dogs able to sort of accustomed to a variety of different things. And then we end up supplementing that with a probiotic and prebiotic to help aid in digestion. And also we use kelp to help keep their teeth really clean. And then, of course, we will sometimes give them things off the table and a can of food that the cat didn't eat. You know, so we're really, you know, one of the things we're trying to do is just make sure that these dogs are getting a variety, that they're not getting, everything isn't narrowed in.
And this is a question for both of you then. Should we talk to our veterinarian about that? Do a lot of it, are you guys versed in that stuff?
Or,
or do you leave it to the experts that make the food?
No, I think it's important to involve your veterinarian mm-hmm. through this, because there's a lot of, and we'll, you know, spend a little bit of time here today talking about some diseases, some conditions that we see that are directly correlated to nutrition. But there's oftentimes, you know, let's say one of your shepherds has an underlying kidney issues, which is very common in pets. And often we diagnose it through like routine blood work. And with that can change the nutrition, right? We need to be careful how much protein we're giving and what type of protein we're giving and manage through that. And having, you know, unless you're conversing with the Mudbay team, who also have a veterinarian on your team to help, they're not going to know, right? And so having those conversations and really thinking of this as a partnership.
We are not veterinarians, and we never pretend to be, and we don't ever want to get be in a situation where someone's asking us to diagnose a veterinary prescription a condition or to prescribe for it.
That's, and vice versa, most veterinarians are not making dog food or cat food.
Well, I don't go visit the manufacturer plants, right?
Lars.
And things like, I mean, like raw food, I think was like what Lars was talking, is very important to understand where that raw food comes from. Because, yes. I mean, I have seen over the years some very serious salmonella cases because they were coming from a bad producer of this product. And there's not nearly the rules or the regulations out there in the pet food industry like there is in other industries.
The raw food manufacturers with whom we work, their standards are amazing.
Right.
And they're formulating complete diets. Or if they're not, they're telling you this is not a complete diet and you need to limit, you know, the total caloric percentage that's coming from this diet to X or Y. But I think when you're working with the kinds of raw food manufacturers and gently cooked manufacturers with whom we're working, my level of fear is low. Nothing is without risk. But I would also say that I have seen so many dogs and cats horrendously overweight and unhealthy, living on kibble diets that sometimes also carry pathogens, but certainly right. contribute to long-term lack of long-term health. So I think we also weigh, you know, the risks of, like, as we do with our own diets, right? When we eat fresh fruit, we know that there is a certain level, the possibility that we're going to get E. coli. So we wash it carefully and, you know, we take the risk.
Yep. I mean, I love my sushi, right? And so, but I also pick and choose where I eat my sushi.
Yes.
So it would make sense that we should pick and choose for our pets too.
100%. Yes. Yeah. So I probably would not recommend the van raw food. It might be perfectly fine, but that's probably where it'd be above my risk tolerance.
At the end of the day, just talk to both our vet and then the experts at Mud Bay.
That's what I would recommend. I mean, the thing to think about is one of the things that we see is just that anthropomorphism is wonderful in terms of the way we build relationships with animals, but it's a real danger when we apply nutritional lessons from people indiscriminately to dogs and cats, because physiologically and nutritionally, they're quite different. And one of the big differences is their digestive tracts are a lot shorter, which means they have a much higher tolerance for being able to take something in that's not, that maybe has a bacterium, and get it out the back end before it affects them. It wouldn't do the same to us, because we've got these big loopy digestive tracts that, you know, kind of give us lots of time to absorb bad stuff. It doesn't mean that there is no risk, because there always is a risk, but it's a factor that reduces the risk of, you know, bacterial infection from food with dogs and cats in a way that that factor is distinctly different for human beings.
And I think a lot of us forget that. We just feed our pets thinking they're just like us.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of things that are different, you know, there. There's a lot of similarities too. And so yes. I think really understanding and working with your veterinarian and the team at Mud Bay and figuring out what's right for your pet onto that. One, you know, real quickly here, Lars, what are some things that you look at and you guide your team on, some conditions that you know, have a big effect on nutrition?
Well, I think one of the things that we've talked a bunch about dogs, but not about cats. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that really is important to think about is that most cats in America get most of their calories from kibble. Kibble is somewhere between 6 and 10% moisture. The natural diet of a cat is a mouse or small rodent with 75% moisture. So one of the things that we really think about a lot is how can we give cats moisture in their food, because they seem to be most healthy when they consume much of their moisture through food rather than drinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's really important, especially with, you know, we think about kidney cases in cats and how such a common problem that is, and how do we not only prevent it, but also treat it. This is Peter Brown with Pause and Listen. We're going to jump to break and we'll come back in a few minutes.
Your pet is an irreplaceable family member. That's why Cara Veterinary should be your vet of choice. Cara puts pets first, addressing their medical needs and the emotional needs of their human owners. Cara has 10 clinics throughout Western Washington. Click CaraVeterinary.com to find the one that's near you. And see for yourself how Cara is reimagining the veterinary experience. Cara Veterinary, where the pet care experience is designed from the animal perspective. That's C-A-R-A. Veterinary.com.
It's Katie here with Neurostim TMS. Summertime means barbecues, lounging by the pool, and vacations with your friends and family. But when you're struggling with anxiety and depression, those things can be impossible to enjoy. Good news, Neurostim is here to help. Now with 9 clinics throughout Washington State. Listen to what some of our patients have to say.
I am so happy I was referred to Neurostim TMS. I just finished my treatments, and the positive difference in my mental state is unlike anything I've experienced after years of therapy and multiple medications.
My daughter struggled with depression for most of her life. It has now been 2 months since her treatments at Neurostim TMS ended, and she is happy for the first time in years. For anyone battling depression, I can tell you there is hope.
Neurostim TMS treatments are FDA approved and covered by insurance. TMS works. If meds and talk therapy have become an endless cycle, don't give up. Check out our website at neurostimtms.com. That's neurostimtms.com.
Manda Factor here for Fast Water Heater, Western Washington's water heater experts. Fast Water Heater has installed more water heaters than anyone else in the Pacific Northwest. They're professional, dependable, and do the job right. Serving the Pacific Northwest for more than 35 years, Fast Water Heater's reputation is second to none, providing fast, reliable, and trustworthy water heater service. If your hot turns to cold, call 1-800-THINK-FAST or visit fastwaterheater.com.
When your hot turns to cold, you better think fast.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Continuing to see delays on I-5 southbound at exit 186 to 128th Street, coming through South Everett. An earlier collision there continuing to block the HOV lane. Things currently stop and go from State Route 526. Delays of about 15 minutes there. Everett to Seattle on southbound 5 taking 50 minutes. If you're headed northbound Seattle to Everett, that's taking closer to 35 right now. Our next Northwest traffic at 314. I'm Sam Rongvi.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen. And your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Wow, what a fun Saturday we've had here with Lars talking pet nutrition. I think this we could probably do this for 3 or 4 hours, you think, Marina?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just answering your questions.
I know,
probably,
right? I could keep you guys here, actually. Yeah.
But we do need to kind of wrap things up. I did want a couple quick reminders here. Go to carveterinary.com. We have all our car veterinary locations on there, including our brand new location there at Roosevelt Animal Hospital. We also
Right
next to a mud bay. Yeah. We actually share the same like little parking area there. And so very excited. It's actually one of the reasons we picked that location, Lars, because you were there. We have a Pause and Listen landing page. You can submit questions there. And Lars, once again, thanks for being on here with us. But how does somebody find a mud bay?
Let's see. I guess you can just drive down the street because
they're almost everywhere.
Well,
yes,
there's one
right near our studio.
Yeah, it's not like Starbucks, but we are spread throughout Western Washington, Western Oregon, and then we have two stores in Bend. Mudbay.com will show you all of our locations.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's probably the best way to find us.
That's great. One thing in it, we didn't even get a chance to talk about it today, but one of my favorite parts about Mudbay is not only the nutritional advice and the experts there that go through a training program, not only the food is quote vetted out to make sure that it's appropriate to be there, but also the team is trained onto this and they're great to talk to. Tremendous personalities. You've done a wonderful job hiring. I think you call them mutters?
We call them muddies.
Muddies,
and
okay.
Many of them are part owners in the company, so we share ownership with hundreds of Mudbay staff.
Oh, that's great.
We seek, what we're trying to do is have people who are with us for an entire career, or at least for many years, and I think we all take really seriously the work of helping dog and cat owners care for their animals. It's really fun.
That's wonderful. It's also really fun to go see all the beyond the food. You guys offer a lot of different things, from harnesses and leashes to treats to fun cat toys, all the things in there, everything that a pet owner really would need. And once again, those are also cleared in safety and quality too, right? You can feel confident that harness is not going to break or, you know, that it is properly designed and fitted for your pet.
And one of the things that part of our ethos is if you come in and need something and we're not the best choice, we'll send you to someone else who is.
That's great. Well, that wraps up this Saturday's Pause and Listen. We're on every Saturday from 2 to 3, Northwest News Radio. This is Peter Brown, Cara Veterinary. We're really glad to be with you every Saturday.
The preceding pre-recorded program was paid for by Cara Veterinary and does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Northwest News Radio management or staff. Listen every Saturday afternoon at 2 and visit caraveterinary.com.
Labor Day weekend. You know what that means.
No work on Monday.
Yeah. And the start of football season.
And the start of the new fall TV show. So maybe it's time for a new TV. There's lots of sales this weekend.
I'm way ahead of you. And I know you want one of the top-rated brands.
And a low price.
We can get a Samsung, LG, or Sony TV at a better deal than you found on the internet or at the club.
No way. Where?
At Video Only. This week, they've got special 3-day-only prices on all those top models.
Video Only can beat all these deals I've found?
That's right. They've got the best deals of the year on the best TVs. So let's check them out, or
we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on the best TVs, sound bars, and home theater systems. Shop around, but then make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma, Video Only.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to teamokanimalrescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. teamokanimalrescue.org.
KNWN Seattle, KNWN FM Oakville, and KPLZ HD2 Seattle, your information station.